I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Scott Feinberg of The Hollywood Reporter. And Scott, the end is near. Oscars Sunday night. Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're so happy because it's been a long haul. Now, I'm assuming, are you going with Revenant as a favorite for Best Picture?
I can't justify not going with The Revenant. It's not that it's a slam dunk at all, because the guilds, for only the fourth time ever, the three major guilds picked different winners. The producers went for The Big Short, the actors went for Spotlight, and the directors, who have the longest and best track record of getting this right, did go for The Revenant. So on the basis of that, on the basis of it having the most nominations, and just sort of word of mouth, I'm going to lean that way, but I'm not super confident this year.
Okay. And also, director, of course, could be Alejandro Iñárritu of The Revenant, or there's a sort of a sentimental thing for George Miller, who did Mad Max and who is not in his first youth and has a long and storied career.
Right. And they both had famously challenging shoots. I think that Miller's movie is just not sort of the win for them was just getting the 10 nominations, which is amazing for that kind of a genre movie. For Iñárritu, it is very rare to win two in a row. The last time it happened was 65 years ago when Joseph L. Mankiewicz did it, and before that, John Ford about a decade earlier. But it seems like if it's ever going to happen, this is an appropriate time, because they did, by their own doing, go through hell to make this movie. And it's hard to imagine somebody who did a very actor-driven movie like Adam McKay or Tom McCarthy prevailing over that.
So one of those two, actor, I think Leo DiCaprio for Revenant, that seems like a slam dunk, and Brie Larson for Room. I think we agree about that, right?
That's right,
clear leads.
Yeah, clear front runners.
Probably best supporting, Alicia Vikander for Danish Girl, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Yeah, those look pretty safe, although I'm hearing a lot of sort of rumblings that Mark Rylance may have more support than we've estimated.
That is for Bridge of Spies, yeah.
For Bridge of Spies. And that Stallone, who, you know, hasn't done a lot of great work since the original Rocky 39 years ago, and is not the warmest guy in the world usually, that he may have less support than people are assuming. So that's one to keep an eye on. And also, this is going to be the first time that Vikander goes up against Kate Winslet where Winslet's up for Steve Jobs, and Vikander is up for The Danish Girl. In the past, when Vikander was nominated in the supporting category against Winslet, she was up for Ex Machina, and Winslet beat her at both the Golden Globes and the BAFTAs. So this is a first head-to-head there, and it will be very interesting to see. I do still think Vikander, because they like the hot new thing, and she's also been in a lot of movies this year, but I could see that going a different way.
Let's just do one for the office pool for to help people out, try to help. Results are not guaranteed. Music score, right? The Hateful Eight?
Well, it's an interesting one, because I'm picking it, and so is just about every pundit. And that's because Ennio Morricone, at 87, has never won a competitive Oscar. He was given an honorary one a few years ago because it was so shameful that he hadn't won. But Ennio Morricone and the other composers' names do not appear on the ballot. So you're assuming that of the 6,500 people, most of whom are not composers, that people know and care that Ennio Morricone is the composer. I'm not sure that's going to be the case, because, again, you know, it's the same reason why Roger Deakins and Thomas Newman and other people get nominated a million times and don't win, because their name is not on the ballot and many people don't make the connection.
That's Scott Feinberg, awards analyst for The Hollywood Reporter. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.